there, you're welcome again to Kolavari Walk Series. My name is Zika and I facilitate this podcast. This is a podcast that's focused on exploring the beautiful and interesting world of work. If this is your first time tuning in, you're welcome. Like I said earlier, this is the third in a series of episodes that we started, I think, two episodes before this, and we've been focusing on the European football season. This is the last of the series, so you can listen to the first and the second for a better understanding on what we've been talking about. So I think on the last episode we focused on two coaches. Aziz, please help me with their names again.
Carlo Ancelotti and Pep Guardiola.
Guardiola and Ancelotti. And Aziz gave us a bit of a background story and insights into, you know, their careers. And I think one of the major things we picked out of that episode is how limiting beliefs can actually, you know, regress you as opposed to make you progress. And so being willing to stay in challenging situations, testing your beliefs, expanding your beliefs can help boost your productivity and grow your career. So Aziz, how are you doing today?
I'm fine. And you?
I'm doing very well. So yeah, what do you have for us today?
Okay, so recently I was discussing with somebody and the topic of English football coaches came up. If you look at the top English clubs, their coaches are mostly foreigners.
True.
And, the person said, so I think the issue was, well, the reason why that's the case is that they don't have talented English coaches. And my view was different. And for me, I felt it wasn't just about having the talent, but the fact that maybe coaches had not been given opportunities to prove themselves. So that really was the thought line for this particular episode.
Okay, so what informed this view?
Now, some months back, I listened to a podcast titled Good Sports. Again, what it does is looks at sport and sees what we can learn from it. And it was looking at the dominance of African Americans in the wide receiver position for American football. So most of the reputable wide receivers are African Americans. However, there were some few white Americans.
Okay.
And what they found out was that most of these white Americans grew up in towns or cities that were predominantly white. So it brought a different perspective to this. So maybe it was more than talent. Maybe opportunities also had a role to play in this regard. So for me, what am I alluding to? What I'm trying to say is that it takes more than talent, you understand, and competence to succeed. Without the opportunity to learn, develop, and prove yourself, true success might remain elusive.
Please, can you explain further?
So now, let's go back to the Premiership, the Premier League. The Premiership, as we know it today, started, I think, in 1992. Till date, no English coach has managed to win the Premiership title. We've had coaches from other nations like Scotland, Chile, Spain, France, Germany, Portugal, and Italy winning the Premier League. Italian coaches in particular have had more success in the Premiership than other coaches from any other country. So this made me look at the system in Italy and I found some very interesting insights. Now, if you look at the Italian league at the same time that the Premiership started, okay, seven coaches have dominated the Italian league. Arrigo Sacchi, Marcello Lippi, Fabio Capello, Carlo Ancelotti, Roberto Mancini, Max Allegri, and Antonio Conte. What do these seven coaches have in common? At one point or the other, they have coached the three biggest clubs in Italy: AC Milan, Inter Milan, and Juventus. And on two occasions that Italy had gone on to win titles, whether it was the World Cup in 2006 or the European Cup in 2021, it was from this group of coaches, Marcello Lippi and Mancini. Now, what am I trying to say? In Italy, the coaches are given opportunities to coach the big clubs. Now, it is important to know that these coaches that I just mentioned didn't have stellar records before they became coaches of these clubs. They were given opportunities even while they had nothing to show for their potential. And I'll use an example. Arrigo Sacchi, before he took over as the coach of AC Milan, had never coached in Serie A. Arrigo Sacchi had never coached in Serie A. He was coaching a Serie B team when he was appointed as the coach of AC Milan. Now you think, oh, it's just Arrigo Sacchi. Maybe it was a fluke. No, Fabio Capello was the coach that took over from Arrigo Sacchi. On his appointment as coach for AC Milan, had never coached a football club before. He had coached AC Milan's youth team, and he had coached AC Milan for an interim period some years back, but he was never a full-time coach. This was the person that AC Milan appointed as the coach to take over from Arrigo Sacchi. You understand? So it's a different mentality in Italy compared to England, where coaches are given opportunities to prove themselves, even if they don't have, you understand, even if they don't have any record to prove their potential.
But don't you think that's a bit risky?
Now, with anything that would advance man, there are always risks that are involved. And even in the Italian league, there's been risk. And I can cite some examples. So AC Milan had also had failures by appointing coaches who had no prior experience or records. When he had Filippo Inzaghi or Gattuso coach them, you know, they didn't come out successful. You understand? But it's okay. You would have failures and you have successes, but you must be willing to take risk. Same thing with Juve. Juve appointed Ciro Ferrara as their coach, who had no prior experience, and he was a failure for that period. So it's normal.
Okay, so how does this apply or play out in the workplace today?
Okay, I would draw a parallel with this to what happens today when a company tries to fill a vacant position. Companies often face the choice of either promoting somebody from within. So the person from within doesn't have that record, you understand. Or they choose to go outside and get somebody who has the record. So it's like the English clubs going out to hire somebody who has a record. So it's the same way companies will go out to hire external candidates. So that's what happens today. Now, however, research has shown that hiring from outside is not always the best. And there was a research conducted by Matthew Bidwell. And he found out that external hires tend to be more costly. Of course, they've achieved.
Yeah.
And he found out that cost was about 18% more than if you had somebody promoted from within. But that was not only the issue. They also tend to receive lower performance rating. Despite this evidence, companies still prefer to hire from external. The same way English clubs prefer to hire foreign managers. Now, why is that the case? And that is the case because the natural tendency for humans is to minimize risk. We always want to minimize risk. So we'll choose the option that minimizes the risk.
Yeah, that looks better.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you will choose to go outside and hire somebody rather than promote somebody who is maybe two or three, you know, positions below that position.
But, I mean, minimizing risk is good, right?
It's good. It's beneficial. However, it also has limitations. It has limitations in terms of fostering learning. Because when you choose to hire outside, you are telling the people within that there's no need to develop. There's no need to grow. There's no need to come up with something new. Now, external hires appear to be a safer choice compared to internal candidates who have yet to prove themselves in the specific role that they have been told to fill. So this is my view. So instead of focusing solely on reducing risk, I think we can also prioritize learning as well. So to achieve these, we need to provide opportunities for internal candidates to learn, develop, and grow. I'll go back to football again to just highlight why this is important. Now, in the last four decades in European football, there has been maybe four periods of football revolutions that has happened in the last four decades. Of those four revolutions, two of them have been led by, this is my view now, Arrigo Sacchi and Pep Guardiola. Interestingly, neither of them, before their appointment, had any noteworthy achievement. But these were the two people who have revolutionized football. But remember, before their appointment, they had nothing. Now, Arrigo Sacchi, you know, I said Arrigo Sacchi was coaching in Serie B.
Yeah.
If we go some years back, Arrigo Sacchi was a shoe salesman. Arrigo Sacchi never played football professionally. He was a shoe salesman before he became a coach. And it was this same man that revolutionized football. Guardiola was coaching the junior team of Barcelona before he became the first team coach of Barcelona. So he hadn't coached a major team professionally before he became a coach. But it was these two individuals that revolutionized football. This is my point. If you really want groundbreaking, innovative ideas, it will not come from people who are your typical stereotype. It will come from people who are outside of that perspective, context, or mentality. So if you are not willing to give such people opportunities, you simply miss opportunities for your company to have groundbreaking innovations. That's what it means.
I think Aziz is also shedding, you know, some of these companies that would say, we want a candidate that is not more than 30 with 15 years experience. Yeah, exactly. Where do you expect them, a fresh graduate or a young person, to get the experience from? So the opportunity to learn, the opportunity to grow is actually what really helps. Interesting. Do you have any other things?
I mean, so for me, in summary, I think there should be balance between external hiring and internal promotions.
Okay.
However, like I said, there are risks to internal promotions. I mean, be aware of that. Yeah. Let's not delude ourselves. Not everybody you promote internally will be a success. But however, you can have structures that minimize, you know, those sort of risks that comes from internal promotions.
Okay. So what are some of the learnings that we can take from this?
So again, I think we should rethink the emphasis on risk reduction. I mean, we should rethink, meaning you should also consider, rather than relying just on external hires, you should also consider promoting from within. Why? Because groundbreaking innovation typically comes from such people. Secondly, I think you should provide opportunities for internal candidates. So even while they're in their current roles, you know, start to give them stretch assignments so that even before an opening comes up that you have to promote them, they are already used to that stretching. Thirdly, I think we should look beyond previous records. You see, the thing about records is that record happens because there are opportunities. If there are no opportunities, there will be no record. Imagine if Arrigo Sacchi was never given an opportunity by AC Milan. Today, he would have been an unknown. So this is how I put it. Rather than assume talent is the foundation for which to build success, I think opportunities are the foundations for success, because without the opportunity, that talent will never come out.
Yeah. So some people can actually have talent and just die with it.
Exactly. Because there are no opportunities. Fourthly, take calculated risk. The way AC Milan took a risk on Arrigo Sacchi, the way Barcelona took a risk on Pep Guardiola. Then I said, lastly, I think we should balance external hires and internal promotions.
Thank you very much for another insightful episode, Aziz. I think if you're listening to this and you have a friend that is an employer, HR person, manager, even an entrepreneur, please send this to them to listen to. It's very important. It can cause a lot of change in our society. So I will just summarize what I've learned from today, and then we will just call it a day. I think very importantly, when Aziz started, he mentioned something that was very key. Apart from talent, if people are not given the opportunity to develop, to prove themselves, success might just be very, you know, yeah, very elusive. And even for people who are already working, like you mentioned, internal candidates, you can give your staff an opportunity to grow, as opposed to, like you said, at the end of the day, you have to manage and balance these things. But instead of just hiring people from outside, give your internal candidates, you know, assignments, projects that begin to expand them. So when there's a new role, they can easily develop and fit into what you expect. So I think, like he said, and I thinking about it, it's true. Talent is not the foundation for, you know, for success.
Yeah.
It's actually opportunity.
Yeah.
Because no matter the amount of talent you have, if there's no space to showcase,
I mean,
to learn, to develop, to fall, to rise,
it's an unrealized
like
potential.
Exactly. Unrealized potential. So employers, HR people, entrepreneurs, give talent the opportunity to learn, the opportunity to grow, the opportunity to develop. That way, we'll be able to have people who can fit into, you know, expected or what we desire. Just like the two coaches that Aziz used as case study for us in this episode today. So, Aziz, do you have any final words before we go?
I mean, I learn a lot from watching football.
Obviously.
Yeah. I learned a lot from everything. And I think I'll round up again on that note. Let's be open to learning. Let's not limit ourselves to learning. You will be shocked the extent to which you can learn if you are open-minded.
Thank you very much. As always, this podcast is produced and edited by Joshua Praise, and the soundtrack is an original music of Justo Christos. Faith Folari and Joseph Okafor designed the poster. Until the next episode, have a very creative week.